Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio from Berlinale. This is Donna Knight, and I'm talking with Sandrine Kiberlin, who plays in Aimer, Boire et Chanter, or Life of Riley, the new film of Alain René. Sandrine, in the film you play a character who is torn between her ex-lover and her new reliable boyfriend. I think your character was the most complex. What are your thoughts on that?
Je pense que oui, elle est fragile dans le film. Quand le film commence, elle est...
Yes, she's fragile at the beginning because she starts a new life, a new man who's much calmer than her former husband, who used to seduce women, who's very seductive and so on. And now she is in contact with him again, and life surprises her in a certain sense, and she loses a little bit her balance because of George, that man whom we never see him. As a matter of fact, this person who's absent is revealing us to ourselves. And Monica, just in a moment when she was close to starting really a new life with a new man, she's suddenly asking herself again, is it really the right person or should she go back to the former husband?
Dans l'histoire avec Siméon.
This is your first film with Alain René. Could you describe how you've worked with him? His method with the actors. Have you talked a lot about your role?
En fait, le travail, ça a été d'abord de le rencontrer.
So to work with him means, first of all, to encounter him, to meet him really. You cannot work with an actress without being sure 100% that it's the right person, that it was really an encounter. So, as a matter of fact, once you're chosen, you know you belong to the family. As he's a very faithful person, you know you will stay in the family. At the beginning I was a bit afraid, but now I know I'm in the family. He chose me, and naturally there is trust when coming out of that link. And when your work becomes very natural as an actor, I know now he made me enter into his house, into his family. So he asked us also, of course he gave us the play afterwards, he asked us also to tell the story of the character we are playing. I made a drawing. I know he likes drawings. He is very curious. I'm also curious. And on the basis of that, we started to work. And of course, as I said, afterwards I read the play, but not at the beginning. Afterwards, I was just playing spontaneously, naturally, on the basis of this encounter with him. And the last day, he told me, we are linked through our hearts now. And I completely agree.
Qu'on était liés par le cœur.
It seems that the older he gets, the lighter his films become. He's like a magician. What is he like in real life? Could he give us a portrait of Alain René?
Oui, avec plaisir. Dans la vie, il est...
With pleasure, I'm going to give you a portrait of Alain René. I think the older he gets, the younger he gets, he often says there is not such a thing as having an age, something like that doesn't exist for humanity. As far as I'm concerned, I'm about 20 years younger than Sabine Azima or André Dussolier, but I don't feel like that. We all feel young in that movie and through that movie. And the youngest of us is Alain René. As a matter of fact, doing that movie was like waking up every morning in the same house and we are playing our characters. I'm playing Monica, Sabine is playing her character and so on. Alain is very, very passionate, very creative. He's crazy about movies. When I met him first, it was in an evening, he was kind of tired. But when we met again and we were working on the set, in front of the camera, he was about 40 years younger because he was in his world, in imagination, in his world of dreams, of images and so on. He's very curious. He wants to know things about you, about your life. He likes to be surprised. He knows so many, many stories. And he's not at all an old, wise man sitting in his corner contemplating on life. No, he's full of life. He's looking at everything with a very curious, vivid look. look on things. He often tells us about, talks us about animals, lizards and especially. I would say he's a mixture of a lizard and a child. He's also very funny. He has a very rich life, and he had a very rich life. He loves a lot of other people. He's interested in people. I would say his life is, he has of course also a lot of love for women, is the love of Yaris, the love for women, for life in general, for creation, for movies.
L'amour le passionne, les femmes le passionnent, et le cinéma le passionne.
The play is very English, very eccentric. What do you think attracted René to this play, and what attracted you to the role?
Et même, je peux vous raconter qu'Alain, il voulait vraiment que tout soit anglais.
Well, there's a lot of British humor in the movie, this kind of British eccentricity, and Sandrine says, yes, you're absolutely right. And she went on saying, as a matter of fact, Alain René wanted us to be completely English. That means that we had to smoke, and we wanted to smoke English cigarettes. I was wearing clog shoes, and he told me I have to wear British shoes. The socks were even British. The teacups were British. And he wanted us as a character really to be completely British, because he wanted to work faithful as he is. So we have this kind of limit, this British touch. But if you have these kind of limits, it gives you also a lot of freedom. It gives a lot of freedom to your imagination. It can appear to be a very closed up set, but as a matter of fact, it's very open. Alain is very intelligent. So we three couples, we have their houses, and you have the image of these houses through the comic strip, and you have these shots on the road. And so everything is linked together. So Alain doesn't cheat. And you see inside of the houses, you see how these couples live. And everything is very sincere, very honest, very clear. You might also say it's theater because of the set. It's a studio set, of course. First of all, he was choosing the studio set because of the budget constraints he had, but also because he said one day he doesn't like doors anymore, doors and corridors. They open the door, they close the door, and all these corridors. So he invented something else. He invented that set. The film was shot on three locations, I mean three houses. All that is very refined and subtle. The lighting is also playing a very big role. And you see through the lighting the change of the seasons. Of course you have in the background these canvases, and it's a studio, but through the lighting you really feel spring, summer, autumn.
Les effets du décor et ce qu'on raconte.
How do you think the story would play out in a French environment, in French society?
Mais l'histoire est la même en France, en Angleterre ou ailleurs.
It would have been the same story, and you should not forget it's an English author after all, of the theatre play. But maybe the film would have been less colourful. The movie would have been shot in a French village, of course. Let me say, it would be less lyrical, it would be less singing. In a certain sense, it's like singing, it would be more serious. It wouldn't have this kind of cup of tea touch. It would be rather dark as a cup of coffee. So it would be less lyrical, less colourful. There would be less flowers. It wouldn't be that very nice English countryside. Of course, it could also be countryside, but it would be more tormented. It would be rather a bit Madame Bovary-like. And the film, like Alain René shoot it, has this kind of Jane Austen ambience. It has something from our adolescent life, but the story in itself is eternal. It could happen everywhere, all over the world, in any time.
Depuis des siècles, pour encore des siècles.
Throughout your career, you played very different roles. What is it that usually attracts you to a film? The subject matter, the director?
À nos amours. À nos amours.
So, what would be for me the ideal mix as an actress? It's the originality of the filmmaker, his particularity, the fact that he's very, very singular. Of course, I was influenced by movies from filmmakers like Bialat, Truffaut, Scorsese, Sidney Pollack, but first as spectator. And the dream of every actor would be to find the filmmaker and the story, the film script, which is very original, an original filmmaker with his own world, with his own imagination. And she answered that maybe it's because of the age of the main character, played by Sandrine Bonnaire. As a matter of fact, Sandrine Bonnaire revealed me that I could be an actress at that time. She was very helpful in a certain sense for many future actresses because she was different. She represented a different beauty, a very strong personality, very contemporary. Another example would be Les Fontaines from Claude Muller, Charlotte. So of course, the best is always what afterwards you can work with the filmmaker whose films you already loved before when you were still a spectator.
Comme Alain, par exemple.
What do you love the most about Alain René?
Sa façon de... Je sais pas si
I can't really tell you. It's something very mysterious. It's like falling in love with somebody. You don't know why you fall in love with somebody. I love all his films. I like how he talks about the art, about emotions, how he's designing the characters, how he perceives them. And he's very young in his brains. I mean, trying to decide to go to Baku Jari was not evident, but he's so young, so courageous. He has a big passion for actors and actresses. Sabine worked since many years with him, and she knows about that. Suddenly, while shooting, she was bursting out of love so much. She was surprised.
Sa passion pour les acteurs, les actrices. Le travail que Sabine a fait avec lui sur des années est incroyable.
Thank you, Sandrine Kiberlan. From Berlinale, this is Dana Knight for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.